Dr. Pinsky with a man on Edward Platanella, P-L-A-T-A-N-E-L-L-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Platanella as described in the reports listed above. He is now a 73-year-old male who recalls he injured his right hip at work on 2/13/06. Period. He denies any new injuries since evaluated here. Period, however, in the interim, he did accept injections to his knees. Period, he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, he did have two operations for pain. Period, he last treated with Dr. Corda, C-O-R-D-A, on 12/6/23. Period. New paragraph. As per the additional records supplied, Mr. Platanella was seen by Dr. Gutkowski, G-U-T-O-W-S-K-I, on 2/6/20. Period. It had been a little over 4 years since he had revision of the polyethylene and ball for wear and hip pain. Period. Lately, he reports recurrent symptoms. Period. He has not lost weight, nor has he paid attention to his physical conditioning. Period. Exam found his well-healed surgical wound. Period. He had a rather neuropathic gait style, somewhat symmetrical bilaterally. Period. He was significantly deconditioned and his iliotibial band is tight. Period. X-rays showed overall satisfactory alignment, comma, contour, and appearance of the non-cemented hip replacement without significant polyethylene wear. Period. Dr. Gutkowski diagnosed status post revision hip arthroplasty with residual pain felt predominantly related to muscular conditioning and concomitant back issues. Period. He was referred for therapy and strongly advised to lose weight. Period. He returned on 5/14/20 when he weighed 280 pounds and stood 5 feet 7 inches tall. Period. His weight is virtually unchanged over the last 2 years with a BMI of 44. Period. He performed an exam and repeat x-rays. Period. At the acetabulum, while showing some mild evidence of a protrusion and valgus, remains adequately positioned with a concentric femoral head in position. Period. He was thought to have stable mechanical right total hip replacement with residuals of muscular weakness, comma, chronic severe lumbar discogenic back pain syndrome compounded by morbid obesity. Period. He did not think anything additional was required from a surgical perspective. Period. His major disability continues to center on deconditioning, comma, obesity, comma, and chronic lumbar disc syndrome. Period. He was referred for weight reduction and a compulsive course of muscular strengthening and reconditioning. Period. He saw Dr. Platanella again on 11/20/20. Period. He performed bilateral knee x-rays that showed markedly advanced knee osteoarthritis with bone-on-bone, comma, marginal osteophytes, comma, sclerosis in conjunction with periarticular cyst formation. Period. The right hip x-ray showed a concentrically reduced non-cemented total hip replacement without evidence of loosening, comma, osteolysis, comma, or malposition. Period. The ball appears concentrically reduced. Period. He was rendered another diagnosis of markedly advanced bilateral knee osteoarthritis. Period. Dr. Gutkowski recommended chronic pain management. Period. He did not need surgery given his various infirmaries and findings, and they would be significantly risky. Period. When he walked into the room that day, he was actually short of breath. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Platanella Then was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser on 12/8/20 period. He opined the only treatment is palliative pain care, but there was no curative treatment that would be of benefit. Period. He was clearly morbidly obese, which is contributing to his pain, and there were no injections that would help this. Period. He then was treated with analgesics. Period. Dr. Pulson followed his progress over the next few years, running through 11/7/23. Period. He continued to have right hip area pain. Period. For the most part, his symptoms were tolerable. Period. He was taking medications as prescribed. Period. He was encouraged to continue with his weight loss goals. Period. He was also trying to be more active. Period. Overall, the pain medication continues to be effective, and there have been no compliance issues. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed venostasis, skin changes bilaterally. Period. They were healed. Open surgical scars about the knees, and another about the right hip, consistent with his surgeries. Period. There was swelling of the left greater than right knees, as well as the left ankle. Period. He had atrophy of the right quadriceps. Period. Motion of the hips and knees was generally reduced without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the ankles was slow without crepitus or tenderness. Hips normal, knees normal, thoracic normal, and sacral. He ambulated with a limp on the right without an assisted device. Period. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees and the side bent 20 degrees bilaterally. Period. Extension as well as bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Period. He was tendered to palpation about the right greater trochanter and sacroiliac joint, but not the left or in the midline. The rest of that is normal impressions. Insert what's marked from my 2016 report in the impressions section. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement on 5/21/18. But he then returned to Dr. Gutowski on 2/6/20 when x-rays showed stability of his hip replacement. Period. Additional conservative care was rendered. Period. He later underwent x-rays of the knees that showed advanced osteoarthritis. Period. Dr. Gutowski and Dr. Pulser encouraged weight loss as this was contributing to his symptoms and pathology. Period. New paragraph. Insert what is marked from my prior report as far as percentages. And also, he currently weighs 260 pounds. Period. And that is the end.